So we're diving deep into what really makes multicultural training effective in psychotherapy.
Yeah, and we're using this fascinating research article called Development and Initial Validation of the Multicultural Training and Education Questionnaire.
Right, and this study is, it has some surprising answers about what works and what doesn't.
It really does. You know, it challenges some assumptions.
Yeah.
And for listeners who are, who really want to make sure their training is effective,
right,
this is this deep dive is going to be really valuable.
Absolutely.
So the researchers, what they did was set out to create a reliable tool to measure the impact of multicultural training.
Hmm.
And it's interesting because you would think that would be a thing that already exists, but
yeah, why is that so hard?
It really hasn't been easy to do until now.
Okay, so walk me through this.
Okay, sure.
They created this thing called the MTEQ.
Right, the Multicultural Training and Education Questionnaire.
But why is that such a big deal? Like, what's the significance of this?
Well, imagine this. You're trying to improve a pilot training program.
Okay.
But you have no way to actually assess if the pilots are learning to fly? You can teach them all the theory you want, right?
Right, yeah.
About aerodynamics and weather patterns and all that.
Yeah.
But without a way to measure their actual flying skills,
right,
you're basically just guessing.
Hoping for the best.
Hoping for the best.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the field of multicultural training has been dealing with, like a lack of reliable tools to actually assess effectiveness.
So the MTEQ is like finally having that flight simulator.
Exactly.
But for cultural competency.
Yeah.
Like that analogy.
And here's the thing. One of the fascinating things they discovered was that simply having knowledge about different cultures wasn't as influential as they expected.
Really? So all that reading, all those lectures, not enough.
It's not enough to make you a culturally competent therapist.
That seems counterintuitive.
It is. It's kind of like, you know, a pilot who's memorized the entire flight manual.
Mm-hmm. But has never actually flown a plane, right?
Right.
You need more than just theoretical knowledge.
Yeah.
You need the actual skill and the understanding of how to apply it in real world situations.
It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to do it.
Exactly.
So what did the MTEQ reveal? Like, what does make training effective?
Okay, so the most important factor, drum roll, please.
Okay.
Modeling.
Okay.
Seeing faculty members actually demonstrate cultural humility and openness in their interactions, that had a huge impact.
Like huge EE impact.
Huge EE impact on how trainees perceived their training.
So it's not just what you say. It's what you do.
It's walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Because people learn by watching others, right?
They do.
Especially people they see as authorities.
Right. So if the faculty aren't embodying those values,
yeah,
how can we expect the trainees to?
Right, right. And it makes you think, like, it's not even about big grand gestures all the time.
No, it's not.
It's the small things, too. It's how you approach discussions, how you handle disagreements,
mm-hmm.
how you create that inclusive learning environment.
Exactly.
Those little moments can have a big impact.
They really can.
So, big takeaway.
Yeah.
Not enough to just have a lecture on cultural sensitivity.
No.
You got to be demonstrating it.
Yes.
Actively demonstrating it.
Throughout the entire program.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. And
speaking of putting things into practice,
yeah,
the second key factor
highlighted
by the MTEQ
was
the clinical application of cultural sensitivity.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
How did the MTEQ measure that? Like, how did they get at that?
Good question.
What were they looking for?
So they looked at whether trainees were encouraged to apply cultural concepts in real therapy sessions.
Okay.
Like, were they encouraged to discuss things like race, gender, or socioeconomic status with their clients?
Mm.
Were they given opportunities to actually practice navigating those conversations in a safe and supportive environment?
That's where the rubber meets the road.
Right. It is.
It's one thing to understand the theory in the classroom.
Yep.
It's another thing entirely to actually apply it.
Totally.
In those complex real-life therapy sessions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the MTEQ was trying to get at that.
Okay.
Like, are they actually using these concepts in real life?
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And this emphasis on, you know, real-world application.
Right.
It brings us to a pretty fascinating theoretical framework.
Okay.
Called the Multicultural Orientation Model.
Okay. The MCO model.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Right. So the MCO model, it's like this guiding philosophy for culturally sensitive therapy.
Okay.
And it emphasizes these three core pillars.
Okay.
Cultural humility.
Mm.
Cultural comfort.
Okay.
And cultural opportunities.
Okay. I like where this is going.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
So cultural humility, I'm guessing that's like recognizing you don't have all the answers.
Yeah, that's a key part of it.
Being open to learning from your clients.
Exactly.
Recognizing their expertise in their own lived experience.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's about approaching each client with that genuine desire to understand their unique cultural experiences and perspectives.
Yeah.
Without imposing your own assumptions or biases.
Right. Not coming in like, I'm the expert, you're the patient, yeah. I know everything,
right.
Tell me your problems.
No, it's much more collaborative than that.
And what about cultural comfort?
Okay, so cultural comfort is about feeling at ease, right?
Yeah.
Discussing these potentially sensitive topics.
Like race or identity.
Yeah, gender, sexual orientation.
Class.
All those things that can be uncomfortable.
So it's about developing the confidence and skills to navigate those discussions respectfully, empathetically.
So that the client benefits.
Absolutely. The client's well-being is paramount.
Right.
So cultural comfort's really key.
Okay. So if I'm getting this right, cultural humility is the foundation.
It's like the groundwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Cultural comfort is like equipping you with the skills.
Yep.
And then there are these cultural opportunities. So
right. So those are a little bit trickier.
Yeah. What are those?
So cultural opportunities are those moments in therapy.
Okay.
When this culturally relevant information emerges.
Okay.
Right. And it's about recognizing those moments and having the sensitivity to explore them.
Yeah.
In a way that feels safe and meaningful for the client.
So it's not just about avoiding cultural missteps.
No.
It's about actively seeking out.
Yes.
And utilizing those opportunities to connect with the client.
Exactly.
On that deeper level.
Yes, on a deeper cultural level.
Okay, that's really interesting.
And yeah, and what's really cool is that the MTEQ, the questionnaire we talked about, its emphasis on modeling and clinical application seems to align really well.
Like perfectly.
Almost perfectly with the MCO model's core concepts.
So it's like the MTEQ is giving us this roadmap for how to actually cultivate those MCO qualities in therapists.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And the implications of this are huge.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, because this suggests that effective multicultural training isn't just about acquiring knowledge.
Right.
Right? It's not just about reading books and taking tests.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about developing this way of being with clients
huh.
that is both humble and responsive to their cultural identities.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's a way of being, not just a set of skills.
It's a mindset. It's an orientation.
Way of approaching the therapeutic relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it makes me think, you know, about the responsibility of training programs to ensure that their faculty are embodying these values.
Huge responsibility.
Right. Because they are the models.
Exactly. They're the role model.
For these future therapists.
Right. And that actually connects to another significant finding from the research.
Okay. Tell me.
So the study found that Black African-American participants reported lower scores on several MTEQ factors
compared
to other racial groups.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Like, this finding really jumps out at me.
It does.
What were the specific factors?
So the study found that Black participants reported lower scores on factors related to faculty multicultural competence.
Yeah.
Focus on multiculturalism in coursework.
Mm-hmm.
And opportunities for open discussions about race and ethnicity.
That's really concerning.
It is.
So are current training programs missing something?
It seems that way, right.
When it comes to the experiences of Black therapists.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And it raises these really critical questions.
Like what?
About whose voices are being heard and how someone's positionality might influence their perceptions of training effectiveness.
So their own lived experience, their own identity shapes how they experience the training.
Absolutely, yeah.
And whether they feel it's actually effective for them.
And it makes you wonder, are training programs adequately addressing the unique needs and experiences?
Of all trainees.
Yes, of all trainees.
But specifically Black trainees in this case.
Yeah, and it makes you think, are there systemic biases within programs that might be creating these different experiences?
Where?
For trainees from different racial backgrounds.
So even with the best intentions.
Yeah, even if everyone's trying their best.
There might be these blind spots.
There could be blind spots, yeah.
In how we approach multicultural training.
Absolutely, and that's why this research is so important.
It's highlighting those blind spots.
It is.
So that we can address them.
Exactly.
Okay, and that makes me think about another important thing we've talked about.
Yeah.
Which is the emphasis on self-exploration.
Yes.
And awareness in training.
Huge.
Seems pretty intuitive, right?
It does. It makes sense, right?
To be culturally competent, you have to understand your own cultural lens, how your background and experiences shape your worldview.
Yeah, it's like taking a good look in the mirror before you go out into the world.
Exactly.
Right. And the self-reflection piece, it aligns really well with the MCO model's emphasis on cultural humility.
Okay, yeah.
It's about acknowledging your own limitations, being open to feedback, and constantly striving to grow in your cultural understanding.
Right. Constantly learning.
Yeah. It's a lifelong process.
So training programs should be actively encouraging this type of self-reflection.
They should be. Yeah.
What does that look like in practice?
Well, it can take many forms. Oh. You know, it could be incorporating personal reflection exercises into coursework, providing opportunities for trainees to discuss their own cultural identities and biases in a safe space, encouraging ongoing self-assessment throughout the training process. Mm-hmm. So lots of different ways to do it.
But this idea of self-reflection, it brings up a question for me.
Okay, what's that?
Isn't there a risk of, like, getting too caught up in introspection and losing sight of the bigger picture?
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
Right.
And the research actually speaks to that.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So while self-exploration is crucial, the study found that it accounted for less variance in trainees' perceptions of their training than modeling or clinical application.
So it's important, but
it's important.
Not the most important.
Yeah, it's necessary, but not sufficient on its own.
So it's not enough to just sit around contemplating your own biases all day.
No, you got to do something with it.
Right. You have to translate that self-awareness into action.
Absolutely.
Into concrete behaviors.
It's about taking those insights about yourself and applying them in real world scenarios.
Right. Like those clinical application things we were talking about.
Yeah, like those, exactly.
It sounds like there's more to the puzzle, though.
Yeah, you know, we can't ignore the larger context in which therapy takes place. Effective training needs to address those systemic forces at play.
Like issues of power, privilege, oppression.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The researchers found that effective training, it goes beyond simply providing information about different cultural groups.
Mm.
It delves into that systemic nature of oppression and how those forces actually impact our clients' lives.
And this seems especially crucial, right?
Oh, yeah.
For therapists working with clients from marginalized communities.
Absolutely.
Who might be experiencing the effects of oppression in very real ways.
In very real and tangible ways.
Yeah.
And understanding these systemic dynamics, it really helps therapists approach their clients' experiences with greater empathy.
And sensitivity.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that individual struggles are often connected to these larger societal issues.
It's like understanding the soil a plant is growing in.
Oh, I like that.
You can't just focus on the plant itself.
Right.
You have to consider the nutrients or the toxins in the soil that are impacting its growth.
That's a great analogy.
And this emphasis on understanding oppression, it also ties back to the MCO model, right?
It does.
To that cultural humility piece.
Yeah, recognizing that our own perspectives are shaped by our social location.
Right.
And the power dynamics that we're embedded in.
So it's not just about understanding our clients' cultures.
No.
It's about understanding how our own cultural lens, shaped by systems of power, might be influencing how we perceive and interact with them.
Exactly. And this awareness is essential for developing culturally sensitive and effective therapeutic practices.
But we have to be aware of our own biases.
We all have them.
And assumptions.
Yeah. And we need to actively work to challenge them.
To provide equitable care.
Exactly.
This has been really eye-opening.
It has.
So you're listening to this. Yeah. You're a therapist. Mm-hmm. You're a trainee.
Yeah.
You want to make sure your training program is top-notch. Let's recap what we've learned.
Okay.
The MTZQ revealed that modeling and clinical application are key. Yep. Way more impactful than just knowing about different cultures.
It's about doing it, not just knowing it.
Embodying those values, giving trainees opportunities to practice.
Yeah, give them those real-world experiences.
And the MCO model, with its focus on cultural humility, comfort, and opportunities.
It's a great framework.
It gives us a framework for understanding how effective training translates into culturally sensitive therapy.
I think so too.
But we can't forget about the equity piece.
Oh, absolutely not.
That Black African American participants reported lower scores.
Yeah, that was a really important finding.
It underscores the need to ensure that training programs are really meeting the needs of all trainees.
Of everyone, not just certain groups.
We have to actively seek out diverse perspectives.
Yeah, and challenge those systemic biases.
Right, because those biases might be perpetuating inequities.
They might be, yeah.
Even without us realizing it.
Unconscious bias is a powerful thing.
It is. And so, final thoughts.
Okay.
This research is an invitation.
I like that, an invitation.
For all of us involved in psychotherapy training.
Yeah.
To take a critical look at our practices.
And commit to ongoing learning and growth.
Because this is a journey.
It is. It's not a destination.
Cultural competence is something we're always working towards.
Always evolving, always growing.
So I encourage you, dear listener.
Yes.
Explore the MCO model further.
Yeah, great resource.
Think about how its principles can inform your own approach.
To training, to practice, to life.
To everything, yeah.
Yeah.
This deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
But more importantly,
yeah,
it's given us a path forward.
A way to make things better.
To create a future where psychotherapy training is truly inclusive, equitable, and responsive.
To the diverse needs of our clients and our communities.
And to the needs of ourselves as well.
Absolutely. Taking care of ourselves so we can take care of others.
Beautifully said. And on that note,
mm-hmm.
we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.